It's wet at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of rain going on. Now, I'm not sure about you guys, but I'm always wary of this time of year as we start to get the first big heavy drops, because when that happens, the spiders come out.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. They start moving.
Okay.
All the bugs start moving.
Looking for shelter. They're like, hey, you know how I've been living on your back patio? Now I've decided I think I'd like to be
inside
your house.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them because it's nice inside.
The heater's on.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You know, it's lovely. The blankets are there.
Big brother's on the TV.
100%. Good food.
Yeah.
Nice stuff to drink. The huntsmans have come out to play.
Okay.
Exactly, Kimber. That.
I mean,
the big hairy
ones. What do we need
ones.
Them for?
Yeah, it's a great question. I don't know what they actually do, but anyway. So the other night, had Ollie,
yeah.
And I was getting ready to put him to bed, and walked into the garage just to grab a bottle of water out of the fridge, and I had him tucked under my arm. And you know when you sort of get that feeling that you're being watched?
Yeah.
I had that feeling, and I turned around, and sure enough, there on the wall, as I had Ollie under my arm, I saw it, and the thing was as big as... It must have been as big as like a, I don't know,
small
coffee
dog
or something like that. It was just looking at me, had its tongue hanging out. And it was on the wall and was just hanging out there. And I stopped into my tracks because I can't stand them. I freak out. Spiders, I'm fine with cockroaches. I'm fine with crickets. I'm fine with, you know, various creepy crawlies. Spiders and especially big hairy huntsmans are the one things that genuinely get me.
Mm.
But of course, I had Ollie under my arm, didn't I? And I can't be afraid in front of my boy.
No, you don't want to instill that.
But
absolutely not.
Totally hold him in front of you, though, as armor.
Throw Ollie at the spider.
Well, close enough. And he'd get around it, that's for sure. Actually, I'd be afraid he'd eat it. He's in that sort of stage at the moment where anything's fair game.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wandered over to the spider. Now, it just so happened that my Surfer Joe thongs. Now, these are the thongs that are the big, thick tread. Like, these are the four-wheel drive for thongs, right?
You can use them for bodyboarding.
Yes.
Bodyboard it into the beach.
100%. And it's good fun. But they were down there, so I picked one up and I went, Ollie, just take five, mate. I'll take care of this. And I went, whack. Now, I don't know what angle and how close I was or whatnot, but as soon as I hit this spider, it exploded.
No.
Did it?
No.
And all of its everything went everywhere. Some of it landed on Ollie's face.
Oh, really?
Some of it landed on my face.
Yuck.
There was like, there were things that I recognized. Like, I'm sure I saw a spleen. Like, there were that, you know, and I carted him inside and I had this stuff dripping off my face. And Liz was like, what have you guys been doing? I said, I just killed a spider. I said, how big was this spider?
God.
To the point where we went into the bathroom and I got a couple of little washcloths and put them under the tap and wiped my face and then wiped his face and looked down. And there was just stuff everywhere.
It was like a triage.
It was like someone had performed surgery.
Wow.
So yeah, be careful. They're out there and they're big.
Put a glass over it and take it outside.
Nah. Pete, Matt and Kimber. Oh, look who's here. Now, Ronnie, our producer Rami is very proud of this intro that he's put together for you.
So. Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh,
you've been quite a big deal over the last few years with all of your national TV. We
all
just
right.
wanted to make sure you're the same guy.
Okay.
I'm not going to change.
Here we go.
Ronnie. Yeah. I mean, it's great.
Hang on, it's not finished. All right, goes around again.
Ronnie. Are you still Ronnie from the block?
It's a pay rise right there. I can only be that guy from the block, to tell you the truth. But this time around, it was full on Celebrity Apprentice, something that was out of my comfort zone. But you jump straight in,
Have
a smile on your face, and you be yourself, more importantly, and you just go for it.
Okay.
Was it something that you pitched to Nine, or they approached you and said, oh, you want to be in this? And no doubt your lovely wife and partner might have had an opinion.
Mate, funny story. George and I were in the car. We got the phone call from our agent, and Georgia thought it was for her. And George is like, yeah, Celebrity Apprentice, I can do it. And then agent's like, George, it's for Ronnie. And she was like, what?
But we do everything together.
She was like, hang on a minute, I'm not a backup singer, I'm the main star. And she's just going off. But yeah, I wouldn't have done it without her blessing. And
sure.
She goes, just, you know, be yourself and have fun. And that
I did. You did.
This promo's bouncing around.
Lord Sugar fires us.
You're fired.
I mean, promos make him look tough, but what's he like in person?
He is tough. I don't know. Have you ever met a billionaire?
No.
Well, mate, when he comes into that room, he is all business. But he's got a soft side.
His name is Sugar, after all.
I was lucky enough to, my kids were over in Sydney when I was filming, and he met the kids and he brought the kids into the boardroom and he got the kids to sit down in his chair and fire him, okay. Which was awesome.
Oh, that's nice.
But as contestants, you don't see that side of Lord Sugar, and you got to say Lord. You can't say sir. One time, one of us said sir, and we got absolutely drilled for it.
Really?
What kind of, you just get money and suddenly I'm like, guys, I'd like to be called Dame Kimber from now on.
Sure. I'm only going to speak about you in the third person. Mm. So I want to know, because one of my friends is on it, how did the Rondog get on with Vince Colosimo?
I love Vince Colosimo.
Okay, good.
I would have to say he's one of the funniest guys.
I love him.
Every conversation, you're in stitches.
I could not wait then for that moment of you saying you don't like Vince Colosimo to see what Matt was going to do about it.
I wouldn't have known how to talk to the Rondog after that.
Vince is very, very genuine.
Yeah.
And he's absolutely hilarious. He will give the shirt off his back if you needed it.
He's a good man.
That's the kind of guy the other contestants will not.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a show, and I can't wait for all of Australia to see it.
You mentioned to Darren McMullen what we were all thinking.
Yes.
Throughout his entire glittering career.
Yes. Well, you know, I loved him for he was honest. Like, he was like me. He didn't filter anything, but he's got tickets on himself, that bloke.
Does he?
And I've never met anyone. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
God, you can tell.
Oh. Yeah.
You see the smugness from a mile away.
Can we get the Rondog's view on a couple of these people?
Yep.
What does the Rondog think of Beck from Mass?
Smart.
Okay.
Super, super smart.
What did the Rondog think of Amy Shark?
Vanilla.
Okay.
What did you think I was going to say?
That's why we get you in.
Well, she's not coming to 94.5, is she?
Oh, no. We speak to her a dozen times a year, I reckon. Once a month, we'll catch up with her.
Was there any others that you were interested in?
No, I mean, Samantha Jade.
Yeah, look.
I love Sammy Jade.
Very sweet. Sweet.
She's gorgeous.
She's unbelievable.
What about the Real Housewives lady? What did the Rondo think of Gamble?
Oh, my God. She gambled responsibly? No, she's not. Look, she tried to come at me and she just made up lies. She flat out makes up lies right in front of your face.
Rondog, don't do that to the Rondog.
Down,
oh, my God.
Mate, you don't become a housewife.
Anyone who wears high heels 24/7,
it's got to be issues.
Good honour.
Oh, no, I mean, you're right. They can't be trusted, man. If you can wear heels all day long like that, you deserve
She was wearing heels at the golf course. I couldn't believe it. All day. Didn't even take them off.
Rondog.
Yes.
Good to catch up with you, mate.
Mate, I will see you guys shortly.
They're the boys from Oklahoma who've grown up in front of us since releasing this one in 1997. In 30 years, they've sold over 16 million records worldwide. They've just dropped their 11th album, Red, Green, Blue, and now they're on the way to Perth. Please welcome Taylor from Hanson.
As we flick open Zoom, who have we got here? Taylor Hanson. G'day, mate.
Hey, how are you guys?
Oh, hey.
Yeah, good to see you guys.
Years and years and years ago, I worked for another radio station in Brisbane. And it was around the time that One Direction were coming and they were touring Australia. And it was the weekend they were going to be in Brisbane. And I swear to God, 100 to 150 people, they went to every single hotel and they picketed every single hotel to see if they could catch a glimpse of the boys. That surely would have happened so often for you guys.
Well, I can't say that exact situation, but we have experienced for sure many, many extraordinary situations with fans and hotels and losing privacy. Let's say that. thankfully, at the moment, that's not the case here in New York City. We're safely hidden away.
Okay. All right. We've nailed it down to a location.
Oh, yeah. New York City. All right. There's only going to be one or two hotels in New York, right?
Yeah. It's pretty safe.
My friend, there are so many people so excited to have you back in Australia and indeed in our beautiful city. And I think about, you know, you just mentioned we're doing this interview via Zoom, which has become such a big way of communicating during the pandemic. I'm interested, as someone who's done very small comedy gigs to rooms full of people wearing masks, Have you guys had any experiences that were changed and altered by the COVID pandemic?
Oh God, yeah. Mm. I mean, well, yeah. I mean, the whole world's been turned upside down, and so I mean, we spent half of our life making things in the studio in a cave, so to speak, you know, and then the other side being extroverts and putting on these events. And yeah, we've really missed it. These last couple of years have been hard because you get the energy, you get the connection with fans, you feel that, you know, sort of adrenaline. Mm. So yeah, definitely very, very excited. The tour we're embarking on now, I think it started as a tour that might have begun in 2020, and it's been rebuilt and rebuilt, you know, many, many, many times. And it's going to take us, you know, thankfully, pretty much everywhere, and wraps up the year in Australia.
Brilliant.
Reflecting on the earlier tours that you did with your brothers, how has touring changed for you? I mean, you're family men now. I believe you've got 15 children between you. So, you know, the green room might seem more like a creche. I don't know what your rider is, whether you're just getting like fish fingers and chips or, you know, is it a different experience for you now than when you were just with your brothers?
Well, fish fingers and chips are delicious. So you always have those. I don't care how many children you have. That's always a good call. We've spent our life with family. You know, it's very familiar to have a mix of rock and roll and family life. So I think we've really kind of had an ever evolved connection between those two worlds. Like, we started as kids and now we have kids. And
I just want to know one quick thing. How many of the 15 kids are playing music and ready to join the band at a moment's notice?
None of them.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, you know, joining the band at the moment's notice is like, I feel like they all probably have better ideas than just adding on to their dad's band.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, and, you know, let's clarify something. We do not count them collectively, guys. You know?
No.
This is not, we do not live in a commune where we just, you know, have sister wives and, you know. But yeah, I mean, my wife and I, and we have seven. We're like the ones that are really the crazies.
Just quickly hearing you say, you know, you got seven kids. I need a bit of advice. Because my wife and I have three. And
I would fist bump you and give you like a super real bro hug right now. Like, hey, I feel your pain.
Mate, it's been really nice catching up with you, Taylor. The Astor Theatre, Sunday the 6th of November, 18 plus event. Tickets go on sale Thursday the 26th of May at frontiertouring.com, celebrating 30 years of music and the new album Red, Green, Blue. Good to catch up with you, mate.
Thanks for having me. Good luck with those kiddos.
I had to pop down to the shops yesterday to pick something up, and while I was there, I saw something and I thought, might just purchase that.
Okay.
It was a bit of an impromptu purchase, but I say that based on the fact that actually I've been looking for an item like it for some time.
Okay.
So I was kind of like, I've had an eye out for it, haven't found what I've wanted yet, saw this and went, you know what, I'll just take the risk on it. Maybe it's exactly what I need. Might not be perfect, but it's probably pretty close. And bought this thing, got it home, turned it on, and it had an unexpected sound. I was not prepared for what came out. So I recorded the sound, and I just thought I would run it by you guys and see if you know what it is that I purchased.
Well,
there's a bit going on.
I can sort of see my contract being ripped up as I think about what it might be.
Try to goes on for a while.
Is it
okay? I recorded it for like 30 seconds. That was kind of its gist for about 30 seconds. But the thing is, I don't believe it's meant to make this noise.
Oh, okay. You think it's not working properly?
I think it just is not of the quality I'd hoped.
I mean,
Can I throw something out there, right? But I'm not entirely sure about whether or not this is the case.
It's relaxing, isn't it, that sound?
Because it sounds a little bit too loose for what I'm thinking, but we've got a coffee machine, one of those like coffee pod coffee machines.
Oh, yes.
And as it heats the water up and runs it through the compressor inside the machine, that's what it sounds like.
Oh, right. Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Not a bad guess.
I thought it was perhaps one of those waste disposal units. But I guess you have to buy the whole sink with that, right? Yeah. You can't just buy that at the shop.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
But that's what it sounds like to me.
Because there's a distinct, you can definitely hear some vibration and things going on, can't you?
Maddie in Merriwa, what do you reckon that is?
Yeah, I was thinking it was a coffee machine as well.
Yeah, it's got that coffee sound. It is not a coffee machine, I can tell you that much. But Matthew, you are still in the draw for our free fuel frenzy, $1,000 worth of fuel.
It's not something that one would do in private.
You know what? You could do it in private.
Well, I guess you could do anything in private, couldn't you?
I mean, yes. I think that you could share with others. It could be something that you share with others.
But... Is that hygienic to share it with others? Do you have to?
Look, the item.
Sanitize it first.
The
or
item
what?
Is not from my second drawer.
Okay.
Oh, the phones just all went out. Anyone who was suggesting it was from my second drawer.
Well, we never know.
A solid guess.
Yeah.
What else? Do you want to take somebody else
here?
Yeah,
let's see what else. Debbie. Right.
Yeah, Debbie. Hi. What do you think it is?
A Waterpik flosser.
Oh.
You know what? It's not that, but I just saw what those were last week and I wondered, because I saw that it was part of an electric toothbrush head, those things. Do
they
just
spit
water into your mouth? Is it like a mouth bidet?
It's a little, exactly that.
A mouth bidet.
How weird.
Exactly that. It's a jet. It feels amazing. It's weird to get used to begin with, but then it like starts to feel really good. Benedict, okay. What do you think?
It's a portable water dispenser.
A portable water dispenser?
Okay.
Isn't that just a bottle of water?
Yeah. I mean, we've had coffee machine, water pick flosser.
Sarah?
Hi, I think it's one of those portable blenders that you have a USB point on.
A portable blender?
A portable blender. My God, they make everything portable now, don't they?
Ben?
Ben, what do you think?
I think it's a water fountain and it's a pump that's running.
Oh, okay. Oh, yep.
Have you put a water feature in your kitchen, have you?
Chantel, one more here. What do you think it is?
A foot spa.
Now,
these are all great suggestions.
They are, and I can imagine you going off on a foot spa.
Okay, I've given it to the producers to activate and I've asked them to bring it in. So
okay.
You'll see... Well, Kerrod's bringing it in. Oh, underneath a jacket.
Under the jacket. So
nothing
it's not
like
that
a professional
big.
Reveal.
It's not that big.
Is it? Do you plug it straight into the wall or is it battery operated or is it USB?
I can tell you it is battery operated.
Big triple A's, double A's. Like, what's the size of the
double A's.
Double
hey,
A's.
Dog.
How many double A's?
Oh, God.
This is it.
Oh, is it? So this is on.
Jeez.
This is it.
Okay, so it is on the desk.
That's it.
Honestly?
Really? That's what you bought.
Now,
no wonder China's doing so well.
Okay,
honestly,
I want to tell you,
a waste of money.
I want to tell you, in the box, this is what it is. It's called a de-stress tabletop LED fountain.
You're joking.
Shut up and de-stress, Pete. Just listen, okay? Because they've already indicated to me on the box. Let the rhythmic sound of gently running water soothe your mind and relieve stress. This battery-operated tabletop fountain is the perfect addition to a stressful environment with light-up features and Zen rocks, complete with all the components to help you reach a state of mindfulness and peaceful energy to help you focus.
It just makes me want to go to the toilet.
Don't you feel de-stressed?
It's a mini water fountain. It's a loud mini water fountain.
I was expecting a trickle.
I feel de-something and it's mostly disappointed.
I know, right? I mean,
nice
look.
One, D-Tinsky.
Thank you.
I wasn't expecting much, I'm not going to lie, but don't you think that it could sound... Why would you produce any of those? Wouldn't you make the prototype and go, this sucks, guys, and there's nothing relaxing about
it
at all?
Why would you still have it on? Can you turn it off?
Well, hang on. Okay, this is the biggest piece of crap I think I've ever seen. Tell me, what on earth did that cost you?
Look, I shouldn't be surprised because it was on clearance for
$9.95. Yeah, there you go.
How attached to it are you?
Not at all. I mean, not at all.
You're happy to lose your $10?
Yeah, yeah.
I think we drop it from the third story balcony.
That's about the only thing that would de-stress.
We could gift it. Maybe someone wants the de-stress tabletop LED fountain that sounds like that.
I'm sure that everybody listening to that right now does not want that.
I think about the people who made it. They've just seen one, you know, spike because someone's actually bought it. Go, finally, they're getting the message.
Kidding me? Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do this. It's Tuesday. Hey, look who's here. It's Scott Morrison and his family. All right.
It's already old news, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
It only happened on the weekend.
Yeah.
The former Prime Minister with his whip.
Shish, game, eh?
So it's time for You Kidding Me.
Yep.
The game is basically, I've got three different montages of audio from three different years for you guys. You're going to write down, without telling me out loud and each other, write down what year you think they are from. Close to the pin, best of three wins. And I can tell you today's is...
Themed.
Yes.
We don't know what theme, but themed.
No, take a red hot guess, what it might be.
Well, it's not Top Gun.
Oh, okay,
great. Not Top Gun, no, is it?
I thought it was.
It's not Top Gun. It's not Top Gun theme. But okay. In honor of Top Gun, it is action hero movies.
Oh, okay. No.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Nah, you'll be fine, Kimber.
Okay.
You know, you've seen the first 20 minutes of heaps of them. here's the first one to take a listen to.
How can all three of those be from the same year?
They are.
We've made our guesses. Okay, we've written them down.
Thank you.
We're showing Pete.
Hang on, I have to do some math.
Maddie, why don't you tell me what you went with?
I went with 1984.
Oh, okay.
I could not reconcile Never Gonna Give You Up coming out at the same time as U2.
No, I had trouble with that too.
I was also thinking about Mel Gibson in Lethal Weapon, and I thought, that's got to be early 80s. So
does it? Okay. See, I didn't know. I went with 1990 because I thought, how far can I push Rick Astley boat out?
Yeah.
And I really thought that U2's song came out later than the early 80s.
So did I. That's what surprised me about the montage.
Well, you're both wrong.
Right.
But you're both an equal distance away from the answer.
Oh, really?
It was 87.
Okay.
Half a point.
We've
been here before, guys. It's okay. It's no
yep.
big deal.
Yep.
We've been here before. It's all right. We can get through this. Get around each other. We can get through this. Here's your second one.
Hello, 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 ladies and gentlemen. We are the ex-presidents, and we need just a few moments of your time.
Freddie Mercury, the flamboyant frontman of the veteran British band Queen, died Sunday in his West London mansion.
Oh, bloody hell.
Okay. You guys, you... I'm locking in, written down my answer.
Okay.
Lock that in, Eddie.
I mean, tough one. Point Break in the middle there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah, definitely.
I had no idea.
That was Point Break. Yeah, that was Point Break. Them robbing the bank.
Mm.
Freddie Mercury, I just watched Bohemian Rhapsody again last week.
Did you say Bohemian Rhapsody? Sounds like a great movie. It sounds like a great action movie.
Really,
how much of it did
film?
You actually watch?
I actually watched it because it was good.
I thought you didn't like musical films.
It wasn't a musical film. I don't think that counts, does it? I don't like musical films.
You didn't like Rocket Man.
I didn't
so
like
much.
Rocket Man.
1991, Maddie. Nice work, sir. Kimber.
Is that it? Yeah. I went with 94.
Yeah, you did. It was wrong. You need to get this one to keep them split points.
Okay,
here you go. It cannot wait. I'm
yours. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
For the breaking up of families and communities, we say sorry.
A bit of Liam Neeson there.
Oh, it's really embarrassing when there's a major cultural reference in there and I don't know it.
You talking about Taken?
No.
What was the first one?
Jason Mraz,
I'm yours.
Oh, God.
Which was, you know, clearly the soundtrack to every action flick of that year.
I've gone...
Okay.
I've got no idea.
I'll give it a shot.
I'm really embarrassed.
Give it a shot.
Just, you know, 2016, 2017 sort of area.
Okay. Well, you're not far off. You're not far off, Kimber.
Okay.
You're not far off.
I went with 2006.
Did you?
Yeah. What did you go with?
Well, I went with 2008, and I'm hoping that's right or more right than yours, because Kevin 07. Yeah, so I would hope it's after that.
And you were spot on.
Dang.
Ready?
See, politics is going to get me every time, isn't it, in this gig?
I guess so.
It's like you're expected to know
just
stuff.
Just listen to the clue, think about the clue, and then write down the bloody thing.
Top Gun 2. A lot of people talking about it. It's the big sequel. Yesterday, Kimber, Maddie and myself shared with you a 90-second review of Top Gun 1 that you hadn't seen yet.
Top Gun is the coming-of-age / redemption story of United States Naval Aviator Lieutenant Pete Maverick Mitchell.
Highway to the danger zone.
Things kick off when Maverick and his partner Goose engage two hostile MiGs, which is shorthand for the goddamn Ruskies, man. Maverick shows off his skill by getting a missile lock on one of the MiGs, but Maverick's wingman Cougar freaks out and he can't land.
I can't do it, man!
Wow, guys, that was...
Up to speed?
Yeah, I mean, I feel the need for speed.
Now, here we are.
I watched it. I thought, you know, if you're going to take the time to give me your 90-second review, then I'm going to take the time to watch the film.
Okay.
What did I think? It was all right, wasn't it?
Is that it?
It was all right. I mean, you know, the 90-second review was fun. The 1 hour and 50-something minutes was longer than I anticipated, I must admit. The action was as expected. Thought definitely an action film.
It's lots of flying.
Yeah, there were some things I did not expect.
Like what?
I got some unexpected moments out of it. Mm. It was a real story of mateship.
Yeah.
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 And a lot of naked dudes in lockers.
Yeah.
Lots of naked, like half-dressed. There's a lot of hitting on the bum and the back. And
well, I wanted to put that into the 90-second, you know, review, but I ran out of time.
Yeah, I thought it was a significant part of the film, how much they touch each other. Tom Cruise looks like a terrible, terrible kisser.
Should have been called Top Bum.
Tom Cruise looks like a bad kisser. And especially because they zoom in and they do that shot where you just, it's just straight in with the tongue.
Oh.
Straight in with the tongue. And also, oh, this was a shock.
What?
Didn't see this coming. 3 times danger zone.
Oh, yeah.
That was a hoot.
Well, no, I'm just going to put it out there that I think they just felt they were onto a good thing.
I thought yesterday when you kept referencing danger zone, it was just you being funny and being danger zoney. I didn't actually realise they were going to bring it out 3 times in the film.
I think that's a problem with modern cinema. Not enough Kenny Loggins.
I don't know. Look, it was all right. Like, it was probably not my type of movie.
Uh-huh.
It was a bit of a panel movie. I don't like those traditionally.
A panel movie? What's a panel movie?
Panel movies. Any movies that seem to have a lot of panels going on. You know, like, it's usually submarines, spacecraft. It's always just panels,
the
and
instrument
people,
panels, and computers, and
people typing stuff, and then this language that no one understands. Like, yeah, we'll get the D4 and we'll put it in the thing, and they all speak a language no one gets, and they lose me. It's a little while in before I realize I haven't been listening for some time.
Yeah, you hated it. It sounds like you hated it.
Come on, just be honest. Yeah. You hated it.
I don't want to say I hated it. It just wasn't for me.
How much did you watch, honestly?
I watched the film.
Properly? Sat down there and looked at the film, like watched it from start to finish?
No. In that I put it on, it didn't really surpass my 20-minute rule, which is where I would normally give up,
man,
or walk out of it.
20 minutes is the hardest part.
I left it on and I just kept like cooking dinner. Well, I wasn't cooking, but I was making toast.
It's not the golf. You can't just leave it on in the background.
Well, I did. Wow.
Sounds like you didn't give it a chance. Personally.
I did give it a chance. Yeah. Look, sometimes it's just one of those things where you love a movie and other people don't like it. Do you know what I mean? Like, you guys need to understand. I know a lot of you loved Top Gun.
Yes.
Maybe it wasn't for me.
Yes. Well, and you do get that. I mean, a former colleague of ours, Kimber, that will remain nameless. I remember we said to him, you've got to watch, you know, Team America,
oh,
World
yes.
Police. And it was very clear that he did not find it as entertaining as you and I did.
Not at all. Matt and I were banging on about it for
Best
ages.
Best film ever, ever made.
God, absolutely brilliant film.
Yeah.
What's the movie you hate? Everybody else loved it. You hate it. It's all right. Front up. Mm. Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Jane, what is the film that everyone loved and you hate?
Waterworld with Kevin Costner. I mean, what's that all about?
Well, to be fair, Jane, I think a lot of people probably agree with you on that one.
Oh, well, I'm glad. I wish that I need some new friends, don't I?
Yeah. You called for the wrong topic. But like, your topic is what's the movie everybody hated that you loved?
I never even saw Waterworld.
No, I didn't. But when it came out, it was like, oh, Kevin Costner, your career's over.
Oh, dear. It was pretty much like that.
Yeah. Lindy and Rolly Stone, what have you got?
I'm sorry, Kimber, but it's Team America all the way.
Oh, no, you hated Team America.
You're dead to us,
Lindy. I don't get the point of a bunch of puppets making pointless jokes. That's just not real enough for me. I'm sorry.
Wow. I just thought it was so stupid at Warren's laughing at.
No,
I love it.
How are people laughing at it? It's even more ridiculous. I don't get it.
Even the intimate scene of the puppets didn't make you giggle.
No, I think Lindy is 100% against this absolute classic.
Terrorize this.
America!
Yeah! Simone and Morley, what's yours? What's the movie everybody loves, but you're the only one who seems to hate it?
Titanic.
Oh. Titanic. And it was such a build-up, wasn't it? Because it was one of the early days of, it's a 3-hour movie and no one's done that before.
Yeah. Well, and I never wanted to watch it, but I was on a bus from Poland to London and they made us watch it on the little TV with Polish subtitle, Polish voiceover on top of the English voiceover, and it was just torture.
That's not going to be great.
No, that's probably not the greatest way to see it. I don't think James Cameron intended to have that Polish over the top of it, but, you know.
It was still crap.
And Simone, I mean, like...
Jack!
We've got Phyllis in Midland. What's the movie that you hate?
I hated Chicago.
Oh, my God. Oh, lick your hair and wear your buckle
shoes. And all that jazz.
Yeah.
Phyllis, did you like the stage production of Chicago?
I've never seen the stage production, to tell you the truth. But the movie just, I couldn't get into it. I couldn't understand what it was about, really.
Mm. Yep, fair. I think it's a fair statement about the Broadway musical itself anyway.
Yes.
but still, fair.
Okay. Chris in Duncraig, so you got a question for Kimber about Top Gun, mate. Shoot.
Yeah, morning, guys. Kimber, did you not really enjoy Top Gun?
It's not that I didn't. See, the boys are putting words in my mouth saying I hated
it. Stuck into it,
Chris. I said it was all right.
So did you watch all of it?
I did, but I didn't sit down on the couch dedicated. I dedicated about the first 20 minutes, and then I became a bit of a wanderer.
Okay, so I have a question. When Goose died, did you cry?
I did not cry.
Heart of stone, Chris.
I bet the two guys cried. I cried. How can you must be a real hard bitch, girl?
You must be really hard.
Oh, that's a bit rough, Chris.
The thing is, Kimber, I mean, I suppose you like movies like How to Sew an American Quilt and things like that.
Who is this guy?
I don't know.
We're getting rid of him. Jesus Christ,
And can
Chris.
I just say that How to Sew an American Quilt is a fine film.
It is so generic to think that because I didn't enjoy Top Gun as much as you, that it means I like How to Sew an American Quilt.
No. Wow.
Besides, Winona Ryder is amazing.
I've never seen that movie.
Neither have I.
All right, well, we're going to move on because this is clearly a very passionate subject for some people. My God.
Gee whiz. Okay. Pete Maddie.